This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Moshe Rabbeinu is about to have the greatest revelation that up to this point in world history anybody has ever had. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu's level of nevuah was Aspaklaria Hameira, and according to many Mefarshim, Moshe always prophesied by Aspaklaria Hameira in the beginning of Paragimel, Pasuk Beis, Vayera Malach Hashem Elav B'Labasech. Moshe Rabbeinu has a great revelation of the burning bush. And this was the predecessor to Kabbalas HaTorah. This is Admas Kodesh. This is the future site of Kabbalas HaTorah. So one would expect that this is Moshe Rabbeinu's very first interaction and exchange with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he do to deserve, to merit such elevation, such communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He must have meditated. He must have done some very, must have gone to the mikvah 300 times. And as Mesil Sisharm tells us, Ki hachasidus hu amiti rochok mitzir sechleinu. Our mind is very far removed from what real saintliness is. Because if we could study what Moshe Rabbeinu did immediately before he was zoicha to this great revelation, this would be something that could really propel us to great spiritual heights. And amazingly, in the pasuk before, all we know, Moshe haya roya es tzoin yisroi chosnai, Moshe was a shepherd, Vayinag es hatzoin achar hamidbar, and he guided the sheep away after to the desert. Says Rashi, lehisrachek min hagezel, to distance himself from stealing, shelo yiro besades achirim, not to pasture in other fields. Think for a moment. Moshe Rabbeinu was not reciting Tehillim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to the mikvah. Moshe Rabbeinu was not praying. He merely avoided stealing other people's money. Zehirus b'mamon hazulas. The greatest elevation, the most sanctified activity, is to make sure to guard yourself, not to take a penny of anyone else's money. And when Moshe Rabbeinu did that, Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's the man I'm looking for. I have a lot of holy people out there. But to have someone who's careful not to infringe and steal other people's money, that's the greatest, set most sanctified practice. This is the person who is deserving and worthy of my communication. Something to think about. Often forgotten in today's world, the most important hanhaga, people have many, many hanhagos, toivos. Most important hanhaga, don't steal anybody's money. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.